Colin Russo with ESPN West Palm rolling on here live from the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. We got the Davis Cup coming to Delray Beach. First time in about 20 years. Some local ties here as the Davis Cup, the international tennis event, is going to be taking place. United States and the Czech Republic, September 11th, 12th, 13th, right down to the Delray Beach Tennis Center. Welcoming in the captain of the United States team who has selected the four top-ranked Americans to take place in this. It's Bob Bryan, the legendary doubles champion alongside his brother Mike. Bob, we appreciate the time. How you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Bob, let's talk. Let's get the elephant out of the room really quick. You made your selection. I can't say it was a hard selection because you selected Tiafoe, Ben Shelton, Tommy Paul, Taylor Fritz. Those are some notable American names that are going to be present at the Davis Cup down in Delray. Why don't you talk a little bit about the decision to select those four?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lucky captain right now because when I went around and talked to all the top American players, no one said no. You know, everyone's committed to the team. They want to play. Delray is obviously close to Tommy Paul lives in Boca. Francis, TFO lives in Boca. Fritz lives down on Brickell. And Ben Shelton's the only one that has to make a little drive down from Orlando. So these guys are pumped to have Davis Cup on home soil. It's the first time in 4 years that we're playing at home in the U.S., but also, you know, they're all going to be close to their actual homes, and they're going to have the friends and family in the crowd. But as a captain, I'm just stoked to see these guys so committed to trying to bring that cup back to the United States. It's been a little while, so you know, we're just going to try to take that next step here in Delray.
Yeah, United States has not taken the cup since 2007, but you mentioned the first time back on home soil. And number one, that. Number two, down in Delray, where you have ties and basically all these tennis players have ties. Ben Shelton, University of Florida player as well. I mean, this has got to be as perfect of a situation as there can be in terms of a location for a second-round qualifier, can't there?
Yeah, and you know, we got it's going to be hot, you know, muggy conditions, but that's what the players wanted. You know, they want to have something physical. They're going to be coming off the hard courts in New York where it is also very, very hot. But, you know, these conditions will suit our players. All our guys grew up on hard courts. They got the power. So, you know, it's going to be an electric atmosphere. You know, the Barons have done a great job with that tournament over so many years, and the Delray tennis community really rallies behind these types of events. I was a part of that Davis Cup tie 20 years ago, and it was electric, you know, sold out. Roddick was in the house, and we had a lot of fun. So I'm hoping for a similar atmosphere this year. I know people are getting excited about it, and it should be awesome. I saw my first Davis Cup match when I was 10 years old, and that kind of lit a fire in myself and my brother, and, you know, that never went out. So it's an opportunity for parents, coaches to bring their kids out. I think it's sometimes seeing an experience, and being in an experience like this is worth months of practice and inspiration. So it's a good opportunity to come root for the boys.
Yeah, right. And Bob, one thing about, you mentioned you saw Davis Cup when you were 10 years old, sort of lit a fire. The representation of the country, also bringing that trophy back has got to be a big motivating factor. But what is it that's different about the Davis Cup here? Talking to these players, you said it's not hard to convince them. But as a player who once competed and now is the captain of said team, the Davis Cup is different how comparatively to the normal tennis season?
Yeah, the format's a little different now. You know, it's now a two-day event. It used to be 3 days. It used to be three out of five set marathon matches. Now it's a little bit of a condensed, faster format. There's two singles matches on Friday that are two out of three sets. So we'll have our number one and two singles players playing. Right now that's Taylor Fritz and Ben Shelton, but we'll see what happens at the U.S. Open. And then on Saturday we'll have the doubles first. Doubles, and then 30 minutes later, two more singles. So it's first country to three matches. It all happens quick. Every point is crucial. This is the one kind of tennis that you can really get behind the players and really bring the noise. The home fans kind of act as an extra player on our team. It gives the players a boost. You're going to see passion and intensity that you really don't see in the normal tour grind. These guys are, you know, they're going to have USA on their back. They're going to be wearing red, white, and blue. And they're going to be digging for not only the fans and their country, but you know, their brothers on the bench. They all get along great. You know, we have awesome camaraderie amongst the guys. And I think that adds a little bit of magic when you play in these situations.
And another thing to add to that, Bob, you were part of a duo that won 16 Grand Slams, a Golden Slam over at the 2012 London Olympics. You've seen a lot of success yourselves. The one thing I'm always fascinated about is you haven't made the full decision yet. You can change the lineup up until, or the selections up until the day before the tournament. You got the U.S. Open right before it, and you got to assume that these players, all four of them, are going to be well in the running to make a run in said tournament. You said that you don't know who's going to be your number one, number two singles players that you're going to go to in that spot because of this tournament. But there's another factor of that, that the wear and tear, the wear down of the season, they got matches, you know, 5-6 days potentially before we get raring to go on the Delray Beach Open. How much do you pay attention to what goes on, not only from the wear and tear, but also from how well they're playing at the U.S. Open a week prior, and then how it affects your decision-making for the Davis Cup?
Yeah, I've been watching the guys. We went to Wimbledon, saw them over there. I was just in Cincinnati, which Cincinnati is a beautiful tournament. They've made a huge upgrade to the facility. I talked to the boys there. Look, I'm going to the U.S. Open for 2 weeks. I'll be sitting in the crowd watching those matches and keeping a close eye on all these players. Those are 3 out of 5 set matches. They're very physical. I'm hoping my guys can stay healthy and make great runs there. Who knows if someone wins the tournament and has a little bit of aches and pains, who knows if they'll show up in Delray and play. But I know they're going to be there on the sidelines rooting their boys on. Everyone wants to be there. This is kind of like a goal on the schedule for all these players, is to try to win the Davis Cup. They're all in the peak of their careers, around 27 years old for the older guys, and then you have the young Ben Shelton, who's 21, 22. But, they've tasted Davis Cup before. They've had great memories on the Davis Cup courts. And I know it's just because they haven't won it. It's, the fire is burning hotter every year for these guys to get it done.
And that doubles match will be on that Saturday, the first match. And one thing that's interesting about doubles is potentially you're going to be putting a singles player in those doubles matches. Now, I can't imagine a better coach than one of the Bryan brothers who's going to help us out as a captain. But it's a different game. Singles players shifting to doubles. Not all singles players in the history of tennis have adjusted well, and vice versa. Tell me a little bit about what you tell these guys when you get them out there. I know there's experience in doubles, but they're singles players at the bottom line. Tell me a little bit about what you tell these guys and how you get them to adjust their games. A lot more network, a lot more volley game. That's what made you and Mike so great. What do you tell these guys when they have to shift them into doubles?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky to have Mike as a coach on the team too. So he's going to be bringing a lot of experience to the doubles court. Doubles is a lot different than singles. You can't really use your legs like you would on the singles court. It's fast paced. The points are shorter. A lot of the things remain the same. The meat and potatoes of tennis is the serve and the return. All our players have that in spades. So we'll be doing that well, but we'll definitely spend some time on the practice court, focusing on the movement, closing down the holes and the gaps. You want to work well with your partner and move kind of like you have a rope tied up around each other's waist. The poaching's big, getting close to the net and getting tight and kind of wanting the ball. You see a weaker singles player, sometimes they're a little bit afraid of the ball at net. So there's a lot of stuff that we'll try to sharpen up to get these guys ready for Saturday.
And Bob Bryan joining us now, one of the duos of the Bryan brothers, of course, who is the Davis Cup captain, which is going to be taking place at the Delray Beach Open Tennis Center September 11th, 12th, 13th, throughout that weekend for the second round qualifiers of the Davis Cup. Bob, one thing about doubles that's interesting as well is you and Mike saw an insurmountable amount of success throughout doubles on all services, on all locations. You guys had a wonderful career. But where do you think as a whole the doubles in the standing of tennis, has it changed since you have been playing, 10, 15 years ago, even 5 years ago? Has doubles as a whole, has it shifted in one direction or another that you can notice?
Yeah, right now there's not a lot of teams staying together. So the fans, I think doubles increases in popularity when you have a team like us that stays together for a lot of years. We were winning, so fans kind of could recognize us when they show up at the tournament. Oh, those are the Bryans. So you could kind of get behind and rally behind us, I guess. So, I'm just looking for a team to kind of step forward and be, together for a long period of time, but also be holding up trophies. So doubles is always a little bit on the chopping block. It doesn't get the attention that the singles does. So you know, the ATP makes little tweaks here and there to try to boost it. We have a lot of talented doubles players playing right now. Doubles game, it is pretty amazing. You know, if you've gone out there, I think the hardcore tennis fan really appreciates doubles. 95% of tennis players in the United States play it. So it's just the casual sports fan that's flipping through the channels. Do they want to watch doubles or do they want to watch singles? And right now, it looks like they're going with the singles. So it's you know, they're always looking for ways to make it more popular, and you know, I'm in those discussions as well.
And to go back into your career a little bit, alongside Mike, you said that the teams stay together. There's a little bit more of an attraction there. That is totally true. You want to see a little bit of camaraderie and nuance. I think you and Mike, to talk about this a little bit, the idea that you guys are twins, brothers, you guys grew up together, you played together, lefty, righty. You didn't really have a weakness that people could exploit. It was a perfect storm for all intensive purposes. In terms of your career, I was always fascinated that you started out at the French Open in 2003. That was your first slam. And then, of course, you guys got going. You won basically everywhere. And you won, I believe, two Frenches over your career's French Opens throughout your career. I'm curious, from a doubles perspective, clay has always been the surface that either players love or players hate. Talk to me a little bit about, number one, winning that French Open in 2003, and number two, that surface and how you guys either benefited or it took a little bit harder to get used to.
Yeah, that was our first slam we won. We didn't lose a set that year in 2003, and it kind of just hit us all at once. It came quick. We always loved playing on those soft surfaces. You know, the ball stayed a little bit lower for me, especially. We have one-handed backhands. Mike returned the backhand really well, but I like the return a little bit more lower in the slot. But clay was an equalizer. You know, it slows down the serve a little bit. It kind of brings the singles players into the mix a little bit more. You know, sometimes on those rainy days in Paris, the ball gets very heavy. It's tough to penetrate through the court. So we actually lost in the finals of the French Open 5 times. So that was the stickiest slam for us as far as results. But we really enjoyed playing on it. We had great success on the road in Davis Cup. We never lost on the road playing on the dirt. For singles players, though, you know, historically, especially the guys from California, we don't see clay courts. Mm. So for singles guys, it's the movement, it's the sliding, it's the drop shots, it's all of those little the nuances that make clay tough. Andy Roddick didn't love clay. You know, we didn't have a great record. Our team, when we went over to play over, you know, in Belgium or France or Spain, we played Spain 4 times at the Davis Cup.
Oh, wow.
The first time we played them was in 2004. We played in a soccer stadium in front of the biggest tennis crowd in history. And that was Rafa Nadal's kind of coming out party. That was the final of 2004. We ended up losing to the Spaniards. But, look, Davis Cup's exciting, no matter where you're playing. And I think it's going to be no different. Mike and I really wanted to focus on doubles because of Davis Cup. And we knew we wanted to try to get that spot on the team so we could kind of enjoy these moments. And they're the matches that you remember when you put the rackets down. I've been retired for 4 or 5 years now. And the ones that keep me up at night are the losses. But the ones that I still have a smile about are the times I represented the United States and was able to help the team get it done.
Was there one that pops to mind for you or Mike throughout your career that was probably the most rewarding victory of it all? Was it 2012 in London? What was it to you guys that pops out?
Yeah, I mean, the gold medal was the one that had the most impact on us, just from marking and just fanfare. People just love putting that gold medal around their neck. It's the one I take to my kids' school when I do career day.
Mm.
But
you come into career day, you could bring in plenty more than just a gold medal, Bob. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. You could bring in a couple more than that, no?
The kids love seeing that little shiny gold disc, you know. But you look, winning the Davis Cup in 2007 in Portland, you know, sold out in the Rose Garden, 15,000 fans, with Roddick and Blake, who we've been working for 4 years to try to win the cup. And you know, just confetti, dogpiling on the court, drinking out of the cup, partying late into the night. It was, nothing really tops that, you know, doing with a group of guys. And you know, these guys on this team have an opportunity to start something special here in Delray. We're playing against a really tough team, the Czech Republic.
Yep.
They got three guys in the top 30, and each guy is very dangerous. You know, Mincik won the Miami Open, who we all saw do that.
He's burst onto the scene.
Yeah. No, these guys can really play, and we're going to need some great support from the home fans to get over the line here.
Bob Bryan joining us now on ESPN West Palm. Bob, the four players you have selected for the Davis Cup, the Tommy Pauls, the Tiafos, the Ben Sheltons, these great players, the American tennis, at least from the singles perspective, even in the Davis Cup perspective, is in a very good spot. It's in a better spot than United States tennis has been in definitely a couple of years here, because you got a number of Americans that are flirting with competing for slams year in and year out. Talk to me a little bit about where you think Americans are in the tennis world at the moment, how it's progressed, where do you think it's going, and where it was versus where it is now.
No, we definitely have guys knocking on the door. As you said, all four of these guys on the team have been in the semifinals of a Grand Slam. Taylor Fritz made the finals of the U.S. Open last year, and he made the finals of the World Tour Finals at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's up to four in the world. Ben Shelton just won his first Masters 1000 in Canada, and he's climbed up to six in the world. And then Tommy and Francis are always there every week. So, and Francis is looking forward to his favorite tournament coming up, which is the U.S. Open. He's made some deep runs the last few years. So these guys are going to be coming in with a lot of momentum. You know, it's right here, kind of in the most important part of the season for a lot of these guys. So you're going to see some big time tennis, a lot of firepower from both teams, and American tennis is in an awesome spot. And I think this is kind of our time to maybe snag a slam. It's been a while since Roddick at the U.S. Open in 2003. So, you know, we got Federer gone, we got Nadal gone, Murray's gone. So we got a lot of the big dudes out. Unfortunately, we got Sinner and Alcaraz who are creeping in.
Unfortunately, but, indeed.
But the Americans are right there. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if one of these guys held up the trophy in New York in a few weeks.
I totally agree. And they're all getting better and better. Bob, last thing here before we let you go with the Davis Cup coming up. But I got to ask you, Venus Williams just got a wild card bid to the U.S. Open at 45 years of age. Somebody you have experience with playing in a mixed doubles setting as well. Give me your thoughts on that. 45 years of age, sort of making a resurgence here in her career. I mean, is that possible? I mean, am I crazy for 45 years of age? Talk to me a little bit about Venus Williams getting that wild card spot going back to the U.S. Open.
Yeah, she's such a champion. I was fortunate to play a Wimbledon with her and be in a final. She's unbelievable. She really loves the game. This shows she's playing until she's 45 and her body's holding up. She hasn't played a lot of tennis in the last couple of years, but she won a big match in Washington, D.C., and she showed that she can still play with anyone. When she plays, she puts butts in the seats. And I'm sure it's going to be an amazing atmosphere when she goes out there. Hopefully she can play forever. We all love seeing Venus on the court and wishing her the best at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, they're definitely putting butts in seats and a little bit of juice into that U.S. Open side in the women's. Bob, we appreciate it. We so look forward to the Davis Cup, which is going down to Delray, first time in 20 years. Looking forward to being down there. Looking forward to supporting our guys. Looking forward to hopefully moving onward in the tournament. Bob, we appreciate it. Looking forward to the Delray Beach Open as well with you and Mike. Looking forward to seeing you guys there and looking forward to talking again soon, all right?
Yep, can't wait. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bob Bryan, the Davis Cup United States captain, joining us ESPN West Palm.